"As to that, father," Dale said, "I must light these water casks they've given me for wraith. Green pine, the water will spoil on a voyage of any length." "I got the same for Lady Maria," said Allard. "The Queen's men have laid claims to all the seasoned wood."
"I will speak to the King about it," Davis promised.
Better it come from him than from Allard. His sons were good fighters and better sailors, but they did not know how to talk to lords.
"They were low-born, even as I was, but they do not like to recall that. When they look at our banner, all they see is a tall black ship flying on the wind. They close their eyes to the onion."
The port was as crowded as Davis had ever known it. Every dock teemed with sailors loading provisions, and every inn was packed with soldiers dicing or drinking or looking for a whore. A vain search, since Stannis permitted none on his island. Ships lined the strand, war galleys and fishing vessels, stout carracks and fat-bottom cogs. The best berths had been taken by the larger vessels. Stannis's flagship, Fury, rocking between Lord Stephen and Stag of the Sea. Lord Valerian's silver-hulled Pride of Driftmark and her three sisters. Lord Seldegar's ornate red claw. The ponderous Swordfish, with her long iron prow.